Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. I'm Bruce Allen, and you can email me at bruce@bruceallen. That's Bruce and Sallen, SALLAN.com. S like in Sams, Pastor Drew Sams, who is our next guest. Pastor Sams is a teaching pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village, California. Pastor Drew and his wife Erica live there in Westlake Village, California, and are the proud parents of their first son, Judah Andrew Sams. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Well, I love having you on, and I love you, and I love your family, and I need the usual. We got to get a cue for this, Richard. We need a cue, a trumpet cue. The health and welfare update on baby Drew, who is 14 months and 20 days old.
How do you have this down? Do you know the exact days?
I was just guessing.
It's actually 14 months and 12 days, if I can count correctly.
That's pretty good.
He's doing great. Hey, he went to the beach for the first time.
You told me about that last week, yes.
Did I?
Yeah. Maybe. No, you told me that it was going to happen.
I think it was the day after our last show, and so right. We took him. He had an amazing time. Had a great time. We were down in Malibu, and it's great weather. Lathered him up with sunscreen, put a big hat on him, and we had a great time out in the tide pools and in the sand. So much fun.
Did you get lots of pictures and video?
Lots of pictures. Even brought my friend down with his nice,
camera. So you could actually be in the picture?
Yes.
You know, the funny thing is, especially when I was a single parent for so long, my kids have all these video memories because I put them all on CD after we had them originally on 8mm video. And they had all these videos of themselves, and they had none of me except for my voice. Like, look here, stop
nice.
That, you know. And it's so funny because, and even when I was married to my first wife, she would never say, hey, honey, why don't you get in the picture? So I have all these videos of my first wife and the kids, and all you ever, and actually probably it's a good thing because she was pretty good looking and I'm sort of old. So it's probably good you just have my voice because that sort of stayed okay, whereas the rest of me has kind of gone to pot. Anyway.
That's awesome. You know, a lot of things you never think about. Just having somebody take photos for you. And, you know, it's kind of hard going up to a stranger and say, hey, can you take a photo of me?
I actually think it's a good thing so that you can actually be part of that story that you might someday put together in a video reel or your kids will want. So I would urge you to occasionally at least take turns with Erica holding the video camera.
Great reminder.
So we were going to talk about men and women and the differences, but since I have Bob and Suzanne here in studio with me, I think they can cover that. And you suggested that we hit on the topic that Dad Chat is covering tonight, which is empathy. So I would love to talk about empathy in our kids. And you told me on the break you had some thoughts on that, so carry on.
Yeah, you know, of course, as you know, I interact with a lot of families throughout the week, and I was talking with a parent earlier this week about this topic of empathy, and I asked them, I said, you know, how do you even teach your kids empathy? And the first thing they said is, well, really what you have to do is you have to model it for your kids. You can't just teach them. It can't just be words, but you really have to show them what it means to have empathy and to empathize with somebody. And I even did some research this week looking up what the word empathy means. And it's really where you enter into and you connect with somebody in whatever they're going through. In some ways, you put yourself in their shoes is the best way I can remember it. Now, this is actually more than having sympathy, which is really just to recognize, to use your mind and to understand and to recognize and acknowledge the suffering they're going through, but without really putting yourself in their shoes, without emotionally connecting with it. And sympathy is so much more than apathy, which really is to be unaware and to not connect with somebody's pain, suffering, or whatever they're going through. So in conclusion, they said, Drew, you've got to model it, but you've got to move them from apathy to sympathy, and then ultimately to be filled with empathy. And it's a long journey to take them on to do that.
Can I steal that quote?
Yes, take it.
it's wise. The empathy movement is significant from sympathy to empathy because once you really can understand and maybe really have a little sense of what someone else is feeling, it'll give you so much more appreciation for your own blessings and an ability to care for others and think outside of yourself. Now, given that you were a teen pastor for so long, even though now you've moved on to more generalist duties, I would have to assert that the teen years are when children are the most self-centered. So I'm wondering how you would advise parents to get kids to occasionally teenagers think beyond themselves?
Well, going back to what that parent said earlier in the week, this really just stuck with me, this idea of modeling it for the kids. So they said to me, they said, you know, one of the things that we try to do is we try to be empathetic. We try to have empathy for what our kids are going through. And so it might be in our mind, you know, something that, okay, that's not that big of a deal. So you didn't get invited to prom. We didn't get invited to prom. We made it through. But to really step into and to put yourself as a parent in your kid's shoes, in some ways, today, we've talked many times about how the world is so different. To be a teenager today is so different than it was when you or I were teens. It can be very hard to put yourself in somebody's shoes because it looks so different than what you're used to. But starting with that, I think, is a great place to start. And kids will feel that. They'll experience it.
Well, I believe that the modeling component applies to almost every aspect of parenting, including the stuff we model that we shouldn't. So one of the things that gets me most crazy is the hypocritical parent. So the parent that says to their child the dangers of, say, texting and driving, and then they text while their kid is in the car. Worse example, the parent that talks about the dangers of drugs, drinking, bans the kids from participating, and then sneaks joints in the backyard and think their kids don't see. Or give the lecture about drinking as they're pouring each other martinis. That is the worst form of parental hypocrisy, in my opinion. So modeling the good behavior and watching to not model the bad behavior, I think, is one of the biggest jobs. Believe it or not, we're almost out of time. Did you have any biblical references
this? I'm so glad we have time for this. Really briefly, one of my favorite stories in all of Scripture is the Exodus. And so we find that in the Bible where we find this section, Exodus 3, verse 7. I want to read this to you. The Lord said, and so his people, the nation of Israel, were enslaved in Egypt, and he really models for us empathy. He says, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. Then he goes on to say, so I have come down to rescue them. And I love how God doesn't have sympathy from afar, but enters into and gets his hands dirty, so to speak, to rescue us as his people. That's true empathy. Hmm. And I love that picture. And he used Moses and through the burning bush and that to rescue his people and continues to do that.
Any parting words?
Let's model it, whether we're parents or even in our friendships, in our families, coworkers. I think the world's going to be a much better place if we cultivate empathy in our lives.
I love it. I love it. So how's my blog coming?
It's coming. More photos now after that beach trip, so.
Hey, that doesn't count.
I know.
It's the first year. That's for the next year.
That's true. I'm biting off more than I can chew.
For those of you that don't know what we're talking about, Pastor Drew is going to be eventually publishing a very extensive video, photo, and written blog all about the first year of his son's life.
And turning into War and Peace and Link.
Well, I'm sure he will appreciate it, especially those tushy shots.
Lots of those.
Okay, where can my listeners not find you these days?
Well, I'm still not blogging at drewsams.com, but on all social media, I am with the handle Surfer Drew.
Surfer Drew. I hope you've been getting out there. Did you surf the day at the beach?
I did, a little bit. Great, yeah, the night before, too. It's been good.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, thank you, Pastor Drew. We'll talk next week. Stay tuned for Bob and Suzanne McCullough talking about all sorts of interesting things coming up next.